Deep nature connection. The lasting pleasures of contact with the natural world are not reserved for scientists, but are available to anyone who will place himself under the influence of earth, sea, and sky. A quote by Rachel Carson. Nature is all around us. Whether we live in an urban place or the wide open space of a country farm, from the air we breathe to the ground we walk on, the ant walking on the pavement to the bird flying overhead, nature is always there. In fact, we ourselves are nature. Yet we are living in a time when people are so disconnected from the earth and all the beauty of the natural world that journalist Richard Louv, 13 years ago, coined a phrase to describe what he considered to be a worldwide epidemic, nature deficit disorder. Richard Louv says, "Nature deficit disorder describes the human costs of alienation from nature. Among them, diminished use of the senses, attention difficulties, and higher rates of physical and emotional illness. This disorder can be detected in individuals, families, and communities." Here at Educated by Nature, we believe that if we are to regain our place within the natural world, if our society is to once again find our connection with the world around us, we need to start by supporting and mentoring children to have the time, space, and permission to be in nature and to experience the joys that nature can provide. Inspired by the work of John Young and the Eight Shields Institute, we explore the way that nature connection occurs. We develop opportunities for children and families to spend time in nature, fully immersed. John often speaks about the four different ways we interact with nature as human beings, four levels, if you will, that provide different forms of connection. He states, "We have a nervous system, we have a circulatory system, but what most people don't realize is that we also have a connective system. We have an instinctive longing to connect with nature, with family, with community, and with the deepest parts of ourselves. This need is not being met so well today. Connection is a different process than that of our education or recreation, though it relates to both of these. It is connection that we most need in the world at this time. Its deepest expression requires and creates a culture of mentoring and support. A simple but powerful way to begin is by connecting with nature through awakening the senses." The four levels of nature interaction. The first level of nature-related interaction can be considered nature information, the knowledge acquisition process of learning about nature. These interactions with nature can happen indoors, within books and lectures, lessons, and even on YouTube. These are the interactions where we gain facts about the natural world, often through the lens of science, and we learn about the world we live in. Next comes the level of nature experience. This level refers to the activities we do in nature, often referred to as recreation. Nature experiences often use nature as the venue for an experience. We play sports, we run, we picnic, and we commute. In these opportunities, we get to witness nature. We might see animals, we pass plants and features of the natural world, but there isn't necessarily a connection to nature that occurs, or at least this is not the primary purpose of the experience. At the third level, we explore the notion of nature connection. These moments in time, often accidental, that result in emotional connections being made due to an engagement with the natural world. It might be the moment of witnessing a rainbow after a sun shower, seeing a dolphin while playing at the river, plunging yourself into the icy cold water and swimming in winter, climbing a tree and noticing the texture of the bark. This third level is of incredible importance, since many of these opportunities occur during childhood and are experienced through play in the outdoors. These experiences are the stories that people share when you ask them about their favourite childhood memories. They provide a foundation for developing a comfort of being in nature and help to make the first two levels more meaningful. This is particularly true of the nature information level, as we provide real life experiences on which we can hang the knowledge. The fourth and final level is where deep nature connection comes into play. This is where we aim to place the experiences we provide during our programs with children at Educator by Nature. Deep nature connection extends from nature connection primarily through the addition of mentoring. Mentoring from people who work alongside an individual or group of people to guide and support within opportunities to play, learn, and live within the natural world. As Alexander Trenford poses so beautifully, the best teachers are those who show you where to look, but don't tell you what to see. A successful mentor teaches in invisible ways to help to guide people into rich relationships with the natural world, a relationship which fosters a true sense of belonging to feel part of a greater system. They provide opportunities to be present and aware, and then support this awareness with reflection and the art of skilled questioning. John Young explains the process of mentoring by saying, "It draws people gently to the edge of their knowledge and experience and guides them into new territory. You have to watch carefully for what will capture their curiosity, engage their natural gifts, and challenge them in ways they can handle in their personal learning journey. Look for their edges, the edge of their comfort zone, the edge of their awareness, the edge of their knowledge, the edge of their experience. Then you can stretch and pull them to a new edge, and then another, deeper and deeper into a sense of comfort and kinship with the wildness of the natural world." So we think carefully and are intentional about the container we create. That is, the programs we develop and the training of our staff at Educator by Nature, to ensure we are providing the right environment with just enough adult support to allow for children's natural curiosity, innate knowledge of nature, inbuilt sense of wonder, and passion for discovery to guide them on their personal journey. All the while we journey alongside them, dropping questions at their edge, providing resources when they need them, and helping to cultivate within them a deep connection to the natural world. This blog was written and read by Daniel Burton, Director of Educator by Nature and Nature Connection Mentor. To find out more about Educator by Nature, visit www.educatedbynature.com.